Welcome back to Jefferson City. Things are rolling along here as we approach our middle of May, end of session. I am delivering this audio podcast a little sore today. We had our legislative softball tournament this Wednesday, and it's a lot of fun, but one thing is clear, I am no longer a college baseball player. I am very, very sore, but without injury, which is, I'm very happy that I didn't get injured, but it's fun. It's a great opportunity for us to, you know, be outside the Capitol and see colleagues and do something that's fun and raise some money for charity. So we did that this week. I wanted to address the budget. We are moving along with the budget process. The Senate, we passed out our budget last week and then the earlier part of this week. That budget came over originally from the House, where it always starts. The budget originates in the House of Representatives, comes over to the Senate. We've passed our version. They've passed their version. Now we're in the process of going to a conference committee to work out the differences in that budget. It's the most important thing that we do every year. It's the only thing we're required to do every year. And so we take that very seriously in making sure that we have a balanced budget. We're one of just a handful of states that has a AAA bond rating, in large part because we take our budget process seriously. It means we have to make some tough decisions. But we've also seen over the past, I've served now for 8 years, and one area of growth that's largely driven, we have the federal government pays a part of this too, but is Medicaid. This year, we had about $400 million worth of increase in revenue, and every single penny of that plus some went towards Medicaid growth of the existing population. So without talking about expansion, if you just take the existing population in just 5 years, that number has gotten to almost a $1 billion increase. So you're talking about, with existing population, about $200 million every year that goes towards Medicaid. So we're constantly looking for ways to save, constantly looking for ways to deliver good health care to folks who are on Medicaid. But the pharmacy utilization and the cost of pharmacies really was driving that. So we're trying to be creative and look for ways, again, to save money and serve a population, but doesn't consume every single dollar of growth that we want to use for roads or education or whatever. Having said that, through some of that savings, we were able to provide a $71 million increase to the state foundation formula for education for K-12. We're spending now more money on education than we ever have. It accounts for about, if you include our general revenue money for K-12 and higher ed, almost 50% of the money that we have to spend. And I say general revenue, that's money that the state generates basically to spend. And there's obviously federal money involved here, but so it is a priority for us. We've also been able to fund some very important priorities and make progress with those with developmental disabilities. We, for example, and it's appropriate as this is Autism Awareness Month and 1 in 88 individuals born today will be diagnosed with autism. That number is even higher. So, you know, over the past several years, I worked on autism insurance reform to make sure there's coverage and a lot of folks are getting the coverage that they need to live their life to fullest potential. That's good. And we're also making sure that there are dollars available for those services in folks and communities. Truman State, my alma mater, is working now on an autism clinic. There's one in St. Louis County that's also sort of coming online to train folks to be in homes and also for the services they can provide in their respective buildings. So there's a lot going on. That's just a few pieces of our budget. There's a lot more, you know, whether it's prisons or roads or all those sorts of things that comprise our $27 billion budget. We take that seriously. It will be balanced. We'll always have disagreements along the way, but the most important thing is we understand that we need to be responsible stewards of the taxpayer money. So thank you for joining us this week on our audio podcast. We will be back next week to talk about more things going on as we approach, again, the end of session. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the beautiful weather this weekend. Thank you.